50 Cent in the club. Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Speaking of being in the club, Claire's been on to us on Snapchat to say, "Morning, lads. I'm after realising my life has changed from begging a DJ for one more tune to begging my 2-year-old for one more spoon." Claire and Dunlow, Donegal. It's so true.
Speaking of Donegal, we've got a beautiful photo on Twitter. I'm at Dermot Today FM. He's at Dave Today FM. Kat says, "Hello from Bundoran, lads. What a great day." And it's a picture of Bundoran Strand, and it looks like something from Portugal, lads.
Are you appreciating a hashtag smoke pic, Dermot? Because you're not allowed.
It's not smog. She's not trying to tell me how early she got up, you know.
No.
Just a lovely picture of Bundoran.
No. Hashtag smoke pic. You're not allowed.
Maybe.
Not
allowed. Anyway, Kat, enjoy beautiful Donegal.
We're talking as well about the things you'd like to see put into the Hall of Fame for fashion. NAF 90s jackets are getting a lot of love, and X-Works jeans as well. And Esker on Snapchat says, "My grunge phase consisted of Levi jeans, a trucker shirt that is still 25 years later way too big for me. Sometimes I wore it with a man's waistcoat. Fancy." Yeah, I had a wardrobe of grungy Czech trucker shirts. They just, like, I couldn't be without them.
A lot of waistcoats I had. Bit more Boyzone looking than Nirvana, I think.
You can check out, we're putting it together now for the todayfm.com website. We're putting together a list with images of the suggestions you guys have made for the Hall of Fame. So it's our very own Irish Hall of Fame for clothes.
Forget the New York Museum of Modern Art with their one iron jumper. We're compiling the Irish collection of must-haves over the years. So if you want to add to it, you can text us on 53102. But right now, for Ask Me Anything, meet Stuart Buick. Ask me.
Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Stuart Buick. I'm a tree surgeon. I work with a company called Gecko Tree Care. I'm current Irish tree climbing champion. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Right, Stuart. Laura wants to know, how high have you climbed? I guess if you're the tree climbing champion, you've probably climbed the highest, but how high is that?
120, 130, 140 foot, usually. That would be kind of the max I'd be going.
A couple of people have asked this, Jennifer and Laura. Have you ever had an accident? Like, how dangerous is your job?
Tree care, it's as dangerous as you make it. If you have your head screwed on and you're alert, vigilant every day, you can mitigate the risk.
Chris says, "Why is it called tree surgeon, and how sick are you of operation jokes?"
I'm pretty sick of them. All right. You're basically operating on the tree, so you're assessing the tree. You know, looking at the tree structurally, assessing what it needs, and you know, you're operating on it. So you're removing limbs, basically.
Do you talk to trees?
I don't talk to trees, but there's definitely an energy from them.
Do you believe trees have spirits?
I don't know.
But what do you mean by energy? Some
of the larger, older trees that you work on or around, there's a feeling about them.
Right.
So there's definitely, I feel there's an energy that comes from them.
Nicola Donnelly wants to know, do you ever feel sad or emotional chopping branches off a tree? Say if you had to cut down one of these 200-year-old trees with this energy that you feel, like, would you kind of go, oh God, I don't want to do this poor fella?
Not often, but there has been one or two trees that I've cut down that afterwards I've thought, it's a shame. It's a real shame. But those particular trees, they were in a hazardous...
The kids are like, "Stuart, that was our Christmas tree." Lights are still on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Kids.
I've had to remove Christmas lights from trees before. They're a pain, yeah.
Well, speaking of removing things, Laura says, what do you do when you disturb a nest full of chicks?
Well, generally, you shouldn't really be cutting trees from the 1st of March to the 31st of April, unless they're hazardous.
And why is that?
Because it's nesting season.
Okay.
So I would tend, unless the tree was hazardous, you know, so it's a danger to the public or property, I wouldn't really come across that situation too much, because I'm not really in the trees.
So are they your summer holidays then?
It's definitely a quieter time for sure.
Jason Cassidy says, have you ever come across a pterodactyl nest? If so, how do you move it?
I haven't yet. Maybe if I was operating a couple of million years ago, I might have done, but nothing like that yet.
I think you could terrify a pterodactyl if you had a chainsaw. In fairness, he's never seen anything like that. He's used to, like, just being hunted by a T-Rex or whatever. You just go...
The noise definitely tends to scare animals, all right. Yeah.
Speaking of chainsaws, Paul says, have you ever seen someone cut the branch they were standing on?
I haven't seen that. I've heard of it happen, but I haven't seen it.
Someday you may witness this wonderful Darwinian moment.
Maybe.
Do you shout timber when the tree is about to fall, says Karen?
I don't shout timber, no. I'd usually shout clear. That's what the
but
lads...
But you would shout something.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You need to shout something, especially when you're knocking bits and pieces off.
Swiftly followed by, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, yeah, or geez, that was close.
Yeah. Jason Farrell wants to know, what exactly is minimum impact tree care?
We would go onto site and leave the site as we found it, minus the tree.
Okay.
So minimum impact would be no damage, well, obviously no damage to the surrounding area, but as little impact on the surrounding environment as possible.
So you wouldn't be just chopping a huge chunk of a tree off and letting it clatter down onto
exactly.
the ground?
Exactly. Most of the things we do would be rigged.
Okay.
So we use ropes to lower pieces.
Do you have to know loads of scouts' knots to try and tie bits and pieces? Like,
yeah, you need to know your knots.
So, do you ever use the trucker's hitch?
The trucker's hitch. I'm actually not familiar with that knot, to be honest.
It's a song by a comedy guy who I love, and I just wonder, is it a real knot?
No, I have never heard of it now. Okay. It might be, but
no,
there's thousands of knots out there.
Right,
but,
yeah.
There's a few core knots that you need to know.
What about the knots in wood?
He's got all the jokes. Speaking
right?
of jokes, James says,
am
you're right? a tree surgeon. Do trees actually have an appendix?
They don't have an appendix, but they have... a living system so that you could equate to kind of the human, you know, living system.
Right.
So there'd be like veins, a breathing system. So yeah, I mean, you could equate human organs to stuff the trees have. So
Tony Brady says, what's the strangest thing you've ever found in a tree?
God, I found all sorts. I know my business partner, he's found a bike growing out of a tree, a little tricycle growing halfway out of the tree.
Wow.
I'd say, looking at it, it was probably left there in the 60s or 70s.
Okay.
Like, you know, so.
Have you ever carved your initials into a tree?
No, I've never carved my initials into a tree. No.
Do you see that anymore? Because it used to be a thing.
Yeah, I used to come across it, yeah, all the time, yeah.
It's because kids aren't allowed to have flick knives anymore.
Yeah.
What's the world coming to?
That's it, yeah.
Do birds ever attack you up at the tree?
No, I haven't. I haven't experienced that.
You should try eating a bag of chips and Hoth. You'll learn
Seagulls,
all about
yeah.
it. Do people find your job sexy?
I don't know, to be honest. I hope my wife does, but...
Stuart, I can tell you now that they do, because when we said that we were having a tree surgeon on the show, all we got from the ladies for the first 2 hours of it being online was, they're all rides. All of them are rides.
Good stuff. So, it's nice to know we're thought of that way.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know why, but you certainly are.
Do you hug trees?
Regularly, yeah.
I hug trees. Feels amazing.
You guys are weird.
Yeah, you get a lovely feel. You get the same feeling of a human hug off a tree.
No, there's no arms hugging you back. That's absolute, complete and utter lie.
You just can't see the arms. Yeah.
Weirdos. Tree weirdos.
Tree hugging hippies.
Stuart, thank you so much for coming in and playing Ask Me Anything with Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
No problem at all.
Ask Me Anything. Today FM. Woke up this morning, can't shake the...